I'm in the Great Hall of the People for this moment of pure political theatre. In just a few minutes, China's new leadership committee will file out onto a stage. These are the group of people who determine the direction of the world's second largest economy. But even at this late stage, no one knows for sure who will be on that committee or even how many people will be on that committee. It's a sign that even in the internet era, Chinese politics operates within a black box.
Now please join me in a warm applause to welcome the standing committee members.
The moment of truth. Seven men file onto the stage, headed by party leader Xi Jinping. It's a smaller group, seven instead of nine men, to streamline decision-making. But these dark-suited men are largely seen as conservatives. The wild card, however, is the new leader Xi Jinping. In his speech today, he didn't once mention Marxism or Mao Zedong thought. We will fight for people's desire to have better lives, he said, and he vowed to tackle the many severe challenges facing the party.
The problems among our party members and cadres of corruption, taking bribes, being out of touch with the people, undue emphasis on formalities and bureaucratism must be addressed with great efforts.
Xi's also taken up the position of army head, vacated in a surprise move by his predecessor Hu Jintao. This strengthens Xi's hand. But the makeup of his gang of seven will disappoint those hoping for sweeping reform.
The possibility of reform is now an illusion. Judging from personal appointments and amendments to the party constitution, hopes of reform are very remote.
That's historian Zhang Lifan. He fears a lack of reform could be catastrophic.
It's really like the Soviet Union before its collapse. Some reformist officials are blocked from being promoted. By the time they get to a position where they can effect reform, the whole situation will be different.
When it comes to economics, the new man in charge of the day-to-day portfolio is Zhang Gaoli. Coming from Tianjin, his approach has exemplified the old school of borrow and build, what some might call the China bubble. Here's Patrick Shovanek from Tsinghua University.
He comes from being the party boss of Tianjin, and Tianjin pursued kind of the old model of very heavy borrowing to finance huge infrastructure and construction. If you're looking for a sign that we're going to see some reform and shifting away from that model, we don't know what he'll do, but he certainly doesn't come from a reform background.
Over the past week, the party congress has offered up remarkable displays of sycophancy, including this delegate weeping over his poem. It had been inspired by a 64-page-long speech given to the Congress. But there's been remarkable apathy from the public, who feel removed from the political process. But one Congress delegate, scientist Zhang Xueji, who's returned to China after two decades in Florida, assured NPR that change is coming.
China will have the economic reform. Definitely, they will do it. But for political reform, I think of it step by step in future.
China's political season is over for now, but given the age of its new leaders, the horse trading may start again soon. Five of the seven-strong leadership committee will likely have to retire in 5 years' time. The real question is what kind of change they'll have the mandate to pursue before then. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.